1040 on WTOP. April is here, and for many high school seniors, it is the month they find out whether they've been accepted to the college of their choice. It can certainly be a tense and difficult time for teens as well as their parents. Joining us live now to help navigate the process is parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com. Leslie, students put a lot of pressure on themselves, teachers add some, but parents really can put on the pressure because, of course, they want them to get in to the right school.
Well, naturally, we want the best for our kids. But the important thing to sort of frame this, the whole senior year for kids and for parents, there are two facts. One is that 60% of 18 to 24-year-olds in this country don't go to college at all. So if you or your kid is college-bound, you're among the fortunate few. The second thing is that we have literally hundreds of colleges in this country, wonderful places. So the worst thing that a parent or a kid can do is to become obsessed with one particular school.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the trauma that could come when you get your college acceptance or rejection, most likely. What role should parents be playing in that? Because a lot of parents are heavily involved in this process, from driving their kids to college campuses to helping with the applications. Should you extricate yourself at some point, or how do you navigate?
It depends so much on your individual child. And of course, college in some ways is sort of a sign that we've done our job well as parents or that we've failed as parents. And I think you've got to try not to look at it at all that way. Mm-hmm. Remove yourself psychologically from the process. It's not a judgment of you where your kid gets in, but you got to remember how incredibly important it is to them. And my son didn't want me hovering, so my job was to back off. But I know many other kids where the parents are so important. So in some ways, I think we're kind of like a safety net, like quietly hover. And if they need us, go support them and tell them that not getting in is normal and that you failed at things too in your life and that you survived. And it's actually a much more important life skill to overcome failure and to move on versus getting into one particular school.
Back in the day, you either got the thick envelope indicating you're probably in and you have all of these things to fill out. The thin envelope indicated rejection. And so often parents saw the size of the envelopes before the kids got home and they could prepare themselves.
He must be really old.
Now it's a little different. You told me about it. Now it's a little different, though, isn't it? You're getting it by email.
And
right?
I think this adds to the stress and the trauma is that you get it. The child is in front of a screen, and within a second, they find out whether they've gotten in or not. And they know that all of their peers are finding out at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is an opportunity for parents to kind of step in. And friends of mine did something so brilliant is that they actually went away the weekend that all of the acceptances were coming, so that their kids had a little bit of a buffer, that they could look at the screen and have a 2 days to process it before they had to face the onslaught of their peers and their teachers and grandma and everybody else saying, did you get in? Did you get in? Did you get in? Because it's, kids are, even a very mature 17 or 18-year-old, this is one of the biggest decisions and processes that they're going to go through. So it is a really hard thing for them. And also, it's not over the day that you find out. Sometimes you have to kind of rejigger all of your expectations if you got in someplace that you didn't think you were going to get in, or vice versa. And also, there's a whole nother round of college acceptance visits in the next couple of weeks that in some ways are much more important than those preliminary, where might I want to go? Now it's really like, where am I going to go?
It's, it reminds me of the process of, comparing grades in school and getting test scores back. Probably better to sort of keep that, play that close to the vest, be quiet about it, both inside the home and outside the home, as you point out.
Right. It's an important time to set boundaries and to protect your kid and for kids to know that they need to advocate for themselves and let parents know what they can and can't talk about. And what is okay, what they want to share, and what they need a few days to process, whether it's good news or bad news.
An exciting time, but also a lot of stress.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for helping folks get through it. Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com.